231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday. A little gray, overcast, but the snow is melted. It is gone here at the studio. Brown grass everywhere. Tons of branches. Got to get out there and start a burn pile. Man, that windstorms we've had the last couple of months here, just branches everywhere. So got to get out there this weekend and get that taken care of. Talking with Joe over in Onaway and a few others, rear window stickers. And we want to get them on the vehicles again this month of March, continuing for the next couple weeks, actually, is the final first quarter of the Nielsen ratings. So if you can help us out, text me your first and last name, your mailing address, and how many stickers you need for your vehicles. And we'll mail them to you as soon as possible. I got a couple requests this morning. Got to get those out. I also had a request, and I cannot find your text message. I want to say Millersburg, Onaway. Some listener a few weeks ago texted me 10 stickers. And for the life of me, I cannot find your text message. I forget who it was. I thought I took a picture of it. I can't find it in my phone. I want to say Millersburg. I think Hawks, Onaway. I don't think it was Roger City. But anyway, you requested 10 window stickers, and I did not ship them out. So if you could please refresh my memory, if you're listening, text me again your information, and I will ship those out to you along with these other requests I had this morning, and we'll get them on your vehicles as soon as possible. Yesterday at 5:57 p.m., SpaceX shuttle splashed down near Tallahassee, Florida. The weather, high pressure, sunny blue skies. Water was like glass for being part of the ocean. Absolutely perfect splashdown exactly at the time they predicted the day before. How in the heck can SpaceX a day before predict the exact time of splashdown and then make it happen? This little shuttle thing re-entered the atmosphere at 17,500 miles per hour. That's how fast this thing was coming to Earth. Four parachutes opened, floated down, nice soft little splash in the ocean. Within the hour, they recovered the shuttle, put it on the boat, secured it, put it in its what they called the nest for the Dragon, and scooted it right up to the platform where they took off the hatch door and helped the four astronauts out of the shuttle onto this little mini wheelchair bed thing and took them in for medical evaluation. Unbelievable. All of the technology that SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, has done working with the federal government. Donald Trump took office on January 20th. He looked at Elon Musk and he says, "Hey, dude, you got a rocket or kind of space capsule that you can send up and get our astronauts and one of the Russian astronauts back home?" Elon Musk, "Yeah, Mr. President, I can make that happen." Less than 2 months. Donald Trump took office January 20th. Today is March 19th. Yesterday they landed March 18th. Less than 2 months from Donald Trump asking Elon Musk to go get our astronauts, they did it. unbelievable. The technology that's available, what he's done working with NASA, the federal government dollars, and it's really cool. Bret Baier in Fox News, having one of his guests on, talked about how they worked together in a public-private partnership, PPP. Normally, I'm against them. I believe the market, free market enterprise, should be able to invest in research and development, like Jeff was talking about, for some of these vaccines, some of these drugs, pharmaceutical companies. Invest money in R&D, come up with a cure for a certain disease or whatever, or in this case, spaceships, rockets, then reap the benefits of the research. They said that these guys, while they were up there in the space station, performed 153 different experiments, 900 hours in the lab for us, doing actual laboratory experiments in zero gravity to see what they could come up with for new vaccines, new drugs, new pharmaceuticals, new ways of doing things here on Earth. Then as a private company, you come back with that research and you market your product, whatever you came up with, up in outer space, and reap the benefits, the profits of it. Well, this is kind of a quasi-private-public partnership with NASA. And he explained the process. This was so interesting. What they did is they did not micromanage SpaceX. They put out what they were looking for, the type of spacecraft they would like to be able to dock with the space station. Then we need inside this vehicle these specific dimensions, this particular layout, this particular seating arrangement, this kind of equipment, this type of stuff that they need inside as they are going up to the space station and returning from the space station. How much money do you think you need? Well, probably for research and development of the creation of this new Dragon space shuttle, we're going to need X number of dollars. Okay, fine. Here's your check. But then they said, we're out of this. We are not going to have our NASA engineers involved in it. This is your baby. Let your engineers, let your designers, let your people do what you think is best. Then bring it back to us. Show us your designs. We will then go through the dimensions. We'll go through the specifications. We'll make sure it meets everything that we need. And we'll give you final funding for it to build it. And that's what they did. SpaceX, through Elon Musk's supervision, with the brainiacs, the nerds, the geeks, the engineers that he hires for SpaceX, was able to design this particular unit in less than 6 months. NASA, remember the old space shuttles? Took 3 years. 3 years to design and build those space shuttles. Which, by the way, they retired back in, what did he say, 2011, I think he said. Unbelievable how quickly they got it done, number one, and it's reusable. With the ability for them to put it on another rocket to get it out into outer space, drop off the rockets, put it on their own thrusters, and get to the space station, was phenomenal. Absolutely amazing. But for them to tell us, now this was on Monday, I think I saw it at Monday afternoon news, that they were going to be coming back to Earth on Tuesday, March 18th at 5:57 p.m. I'm like, yeah, right. How in the heck can you control the weather? How can you control the wind? How can you control the amount of thrusters it takes to be that precise of 5:57 p.m. on Tuesday, March 18th? And they did it. They pulled it off. I'm like, this is amazing to me. Then on top of it, they said over the next 10 years through 2035, this technology and these space trips are going to be a huge industry. They have other companies. Boeing is working on certain shuttles, types of rockets, all kinds of things that they're doing. Ultimately, the goal is they want to return back to the moon and do another moonwalk and Mars. Whatever it is about Mars, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are just infatuated with us landing on Mars. I don't know why, but they are pushing for it. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to predict before the end of Donald Trump's presidency, got elected in 2024, sworn into office here, January 20th of 2025. Before he leaves office in January of 2029, after the 28th presidential election, before he leaves office, I'm going to predict that SpaceX, Elon Musk, is going to land on Mars. It's just something about the direction that they're working together on, and him pushing for this, and Trump wanting to do it. I mean, this is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't even know how long it takes from the time you launch a rocket to get all the way to Mars. I don't know how long a flight that is, but I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk doesn't pull it off. I was so proud of our country, of NASA, SpaceX, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, yesterday at 5:57 p.m. It was history and it was cool. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. Got a couple of text messages in already during the break. Says, I can take a couple more though. Thank you, Joe. Greatly appreciate that. I'll mail it out to you. Just give me your mailing address and I'll put you on the list. Captain Jeff, our aviator, our pilot, American ingenuity, and the will to accomplish a goal existed at the beginning of World War II. The P-51 Mustang. Oh, yeah, baby. Loud-throated. Oh, man. When we go to Cherry Capital Airport for the air show and also the Cherry Festival, 4th of July week, when they have the Blue Angels come in and fly over, and they have all these antique World War II airplanes, those P-51 Mustangs, you can hear them babies coming from a mile away. He said they were the USA's most successful fighter aircraft, first proposed by North American Aviation in California. They built them originally for the Royal Air Force in April of 1940. It was designed, constructed, and first flew in October of 1940. 6 months was incredible. And now Elon Musk is doing the same thing with spaceflight. Exactly. For him to design from day one, entering into this public-private partnership with NASA, they give them the plans, they give them the idea, they give them their vision, they say, this is what we're looking for, this is what we need. Can you build it? Oh yeah, I can build that. How much to get you started? To give us a prototype, show us something so that we can fully fund it and have you build it. 6 months. He did it, this Dragon space shuttle. And the thing of it, it was so cool. This is just amazing to me. When it splashed down, they had these, they looked like a large rubberized dinghy, big boat though, with an outboard engine on it, three, four guys on each boat. One of the boats, along with jet skis, rounded up the four parachutes. So they're even going to use the parachutes again. These people are so frugal, and they don't want parachutes in the ocean. They rounded up the four parachutes. This other boat went up with this detector. They were in hazmat suits and masks, and they checked for some kind of radiation, some kind of fuel, something that was potentially leaching off of the shuttle to make sure that it was clear. As soon as they determined that it didn't have any of this chemical or toxin or whatever it was on the outer shell of the shuttle, they then took the mask off, secured this, basically it appeared to be like almost like truck driver straps, this cradle of straps that they were able to loop over the top, take it down to the base, secure the rings, bring it up to the top, and then connect the crane to it. It pulled it over to the back end of the boat. This big robotic arm thing came down over it, lifted it straight up, and then moved it into the nest. I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm going, this is, like, too cool. This, I love technology. Well, then, they then hosed off the salt water. And the Nassau girl that was narrating this event said that they wanted to get the salt water off as quickly as possible so that it would not start corroding the metal that was exposed from the massive amount of heat on the heat shields as it re-entered our atmosphere. Burned off all the paint. Took it right down to the bare metal. Well, you don't leave salt water on bare metal for very long. They use freshwater hoses to hose this thing down so that they have minimal cost to grind it, sand it, smooth it, and repaint it for its next journey. Took off the entry of the panel to it, went in there with cameras, videos, these four astronauts sitting there smiling and waving to the cameras, helped them out. Put them on these bed with small wheelchair type of beds. Thumbs up, smiling, waving, went in for medical evaluation. When you're in zero gravity for that long, it's very, very hard to exercise your cardio system. The heart, the biggest muscle in the body that has to pump blood to your organs. Well, in zero gravity, you can lift a 1,000-pound object with your finger. There's no stress on your heart. That leads to all kinds of pulmonary problems for the human body, especially the longer you're up there. And it was just, it was so fascinating to hear the former astronauts and the engineers and the medical doctors. Great, great hour of Brett Baer's special report. And then even Laura Ingram continued on at 7 o'clock. Great day in America yesterday. God bless them. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Pat Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm.